ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ಭೇದಿಸಿ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಕಿಷ್ಕಿಂಧ ಕಾಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 6, ದಿ ಆರ್ನಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೀತಾ. ದಿ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. Sugriva again turned to Rama and said, My lord, Hanuman, my minister, has acquainted me with the reason of your visit to these woods. A wicked Rakshasa has made away with your wife when you were dwelling in these forest solitudes. Jatayu barred his path and lost his life thereby. I will see to it that you do not suffer the grief of separation from your beloved very long. The Lord brought back the Vedas from the underworlds where Madhu and Kaitabha had concealed them, and he took the form of a huge fish for that very purpose. Even so, I swear to bring back Sita unto you, be she hidden by Ravana in the dark hells below, or in the bright worlds of light above, or anywhere in this infinite universe. I pray you take my word as utter truth. No one eats of poison food and digests it. Even so, no one can hope to hide Sita, your beloved, for long, not even the mighty Devas or the Asuras. Let not your noble heart grieve thereat. Doubt not that I will restore your noble wife to you. I am sure I beheld a lady borne aloft through the skies by a cruel Rakshasa. She was as lovely as the queen of the Nagas and wailed piteously all the while, Ha Rama, Ha Lakshmana. It comes upon me now that she ought to be Sita by many a sign, by many a mark. I and these four monkeys were sitting on top of that mountain when she threw down her upper garment wrapped around her ornaments. Most carefully I have preserved them. Will you please have a look at them and tell me whether they belong to Sita?
Raghava flashed forth a reply. Ah, my friend, how could you delay so and prolong my grief? Bring them to me at once.
Sugriva returned to the cave and placed the ornaments before Rama. The prince took them in his hands and could not look at them for the tears that blinded his eyes, even like the mists that veil the moon. A torrent of recollections of past memories surged in his heart, and he roared, Ah, my beloved! And he fell to the earth utterly unmanned. He clasped the ornaments to his breast again and again, and heaved burning sighs, even as a mighty serpent hissing in wrath from its hole. Tears coursed down his cheeks, and he turned to Lakshmana by his side in piteous laments. Child, see here the ornaments that Sita has cast off when Ravana bore her away. These must have fallen on the soft grass, and they are not injured in the least. Tears blind my eyes. Tell me whether they are hers.
Then Lakshmana exclaimed, Brother mine, these armlets I know not, nor these earrings, but I swear that these anklets and chains are hers, for many a time have I seen them adorning the feet of Sita when I laid my head at them in reverence. Then Rama turned to Sugriva and said, Which way did he go, that wicked wretch Ravana, with my Sita in his cruel grasp? Where does he abide, that miserable Rakshasa, who caused me all this grief and misery? I am bent upon exterminating the whole brood. He has robbed me of my beloved Sita. He has kindled my wrath. He has opened wide the gates of hell for him to pass through. Tell me who my foe is that basely stole her away when I was not by my Sita, dearer to me than my very life. This moment will I dispatch him to the realms of the God of Death.
Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.